You can bring up anything that you want. Toll-free number is 1-855-453. SACL CAI toll-free line, 855-450-3733. You can join us, of course, on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we give to you there. They're completely free. In fact, you get the chance to, well, add anything you want to the website. Anything you find on the internet that you think's interesting. Could be a YouTube video, could be a blog post, maybe a news item. You just submit it as show prep, and then it pops up on the site, and then other listeners have the ability to vote on it, and the most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of the website over at freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian here.
And Julia.
And Mark.
All right, so of course we'll take your calls about absolutely anything. That is the point of this program. That's why we call it Free Talk Live, because you're free to call in and talk about whatever you want. And shows live 7 nights per week. So, much, of course, in the news to discuss. Coming up, Free Talk Live is on in Indy on a weekly basis. We're on pretty much every night of the week there, unless there's sports. And there is going to be some major sports coming up in Indy this weekend, meaning the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's about as major as it gets, right?
And it looks like Indy is being turned into a police state in advance of the Super Bowl. We're going to bring that topic up a little bit later so we can have our Indianapolis audience with us at that time. But it's looking pretty bad there. Lots of police descending on Indianapolis, and I'd love to hear from the folks there as to what their experiences have been. Speaking of the police, though, Mark, you've got a story. I don't know if you have it pulled up, but if not, I can do that. The British tourists who have ostensibly been arrested for tweeting. Is that you?
I don't have that up, actually. I had a browser crash and didn't get that thing pulled back up. I'm sorry.
It's from the dailymail.co.uk, and it was suggested that this is like a tabloid sort of newspaper and that their news is questionable. This was suggested on a recent radio show I was on. It was on Puke and the Gang over the weekend here, which, by the way, was a lot of fun. I don't know if you've heard the Puke and the Gang show before, but it's a little bit too filthy for broadcast radio.
A little?
Yeah.
And no, it's not a little.
Probably wouldn't work at all on broadcast radio. But, you know, I don't know. Maybe they could clean it up a little bit and still have fun on broadcast radio. But they don't. You know, it's a podcast-only show.
It's solely for their own entertainment. And
yes. It is very esoteric at times.
Yeah, they enjoy doing it, and it's a great show. But I don't know how you could take what it is because of the language in it and the subject matter. I don't know how you could take it and turn it into something different.
But anyway, pukeinthegang.com is where you can go to hear more about them. So, Daily Mail, is it a questionable source? I don't know. I'll leave that to you to decide. Two British tourists were barred from entering America after joking on Twitter that they were going to destroy America and dig up Marilyn Monroe. Lee Van Bryan, age 26, was handcuffed and kept under armed guard in a cell with Mexican drug dealers for 12 hours after landing in Los Angeles with pal Emily Bunting. The Department of Homeland Security flagged him as a potential threat. I guess Lee, L-E-I-G-H, is a male, apparently.
Yes.
That's new to me. Flagged him as a potential threat when he posted an excited tweet to his pals about his forthcoming trip to Hollywood, which read, "Free this week for quick gossip / prep before I go and destroy America." According to the story, after making their way through passport control at LAX last Monday afternoon, the pair were detained by armed guards. Despite telling officials the term destroy was British slang for party, they were held on suspicion of planning to commit crimes and had their passports confiscated. Lee was also quizzed about another tweet, which quoted hit U.S. comedy Family Guy, which read, "3 weeks today, we're totally in L.A. pissing people off on Hollywood Boulevard and digging Marilyn Monroe up." Federal agents even searched his suitcase looking for spades and shovels. You think this is true?
Yes, I do.
Not really?
No, I do believe this is true. I mean, this isn't the Weekly World News, the Daily Mail.
The suggestion is that this is like the Weekly World News. There is another story, look, just to give you an example. When I was on this show over the weekend, I thought there was a story out of this, and I said, well, this is a reputed newspaper. And maybe I was confusing them with The Guardian, which is actually a reputable newspaper from the UK. because apparently, you know, if you look down the sidebar of this particular paper, it's all about Hollywood stuff.
Yeah.
And
that doesn't make it untrue.
This paper had, it had a news story about a woman who allegedly went to the hospital because she was supposedly, from age two, fed only with McDonald's Chicken McNuggets.
I heard that story.
Yeah.
I heard it in the United States.
Right. You probably heard it from the Daily Mail. That'd be my guess. But I just, you know, it sounds pretty unbelievable, doesn't it?
But doesn't, wasn't there a story about a woman who was giving oral sex for Chicken McNuggets? Because that, to me, sounds unbelievable, too.
Yeah, there
where
was
did that come from?
It was, that was definitely not from the Daily Mail. That was in L.A. somewhere. But I'm like, just because it doesn't sound believable
doesn't
mean
it's not true.
Not true.
Well, yeah, that's true. But look, I get that the U.S. government has its tendrils into everything. I don't know if I believe that they're going to be able to track you down.
That was
Twitter.
That was the part of that bothered me the most about this is how did they see their tweets? I mean,
so well, in theory, they could have some sort of an alert thing set up, right?
There are like a lot of people that would want to believe. I mean, the federal government claims to be watching. I mean, I've seen that. We've read the news stories. They claim to be watching. I just don't think they can watch things like Twitter and Facebook and stuff like that. I mean, how did they get this information? The article never even touched on it.
Well, again, they probably have some. If this is true, then they would have some sort of search that constantly is running for dangerous sounding phrases regarding America. And then the idea is that they would have to be investigating each and every single one of these tweets.
That sounds very unlikely to me.
Right. Which sounds like it must be significant because, I mean, there's got to be a lot of people saying bad things about America on Twitter. And so are they just regularly subpoenaing Twitter and getting account information? Did this guy allegedly have his full real name posted on his account? I suppose that's possible. And then they somehow are cross-checking this against everyone who's buying airline tickets. I mean, it's pretty unbelievable. I tend to ascribe incompetence to government, not competence. So this kind of, if this story's true, it suggests that, man, these government agents really on the ball there, eyeballing Twitter and checking everything out and checking it twice.
I get you. You know, I don't know. But do I think that if they ran across the tweet for whatever reason,
right,
say a friend of theirs turned it in, you know, somebody who follows this guy turns it in, that they would then target this guy? Yes, I do. That's the part. It's the them getting the tweet that amazes me.
Well, there is an alleged photograph of Department of Homeland Security document here. Federal agents even searched their suitcase. Bar manager Lee from Coventry and Emily, 24, from Birmingham, were then quizzed for 5 hours at LAX before they were handcuffed and put into a van with illegal immigrants and locked up overnight. They spent 12 hours in separate holding cells before being driven back to the airport, where they were put on a plane home via Paris. Lee, an Irish national, and Emily arrived at Birmingham Airport last Wednesday afternoon. She said, "The officials told us we were not allowed into the country because of Lee's tweet. They wanted to know what we were going to do. They asked why we wanted to destroy America, and we tried to explain it meant to get trashed and party. I almost burst out laughing when they asked me if I was going to be Lee's lookout while he dug up Marilyn Monroe. I couldn't believe it because it was a quote from the comedy Family Guy, which is an American show. It got even more ridiculous because officials searched our suitcases and said they were looking for spades and shovels." They already mentioned that. She claims they did a full body search on her and that they posted the tweet allegedly on January 16th prior to the pair flying to L.A. on last Monday. So if that's true, then we're talking about, I guess that would be a week prior to. Sounds like they posted this on the 16th, then last Monday, the 23rd, yeah, and then the 23rd, they actually made the flight, which would allegedly have given the investigators a week's time, week's lead time to do their investigating. I don't know. I think this story holds water. 855-453, Free Talk Live. Get in the zone.
your car's battery is over 4 years old, it could be living on borrowed time. And they always seem to fail at the worst possible time. So get yours checked today, free, at AutoZone. And if you need a new one, get Duralast. Duralast batteries are proven tough and built with patented technologies, so you can count on them all year long in any weather. And they're only at AutoZone. So get your battery tested today, because parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to myfreesurvivalcourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini course that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part urban survival mini course at myfreesurvivalcourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. Myfreesurvivalcourse.com. Myfreesurvivalcourse.com. Or call 866-505-7934. 866-505-7934. You'll be glad you did.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, toll-free number 855-453. SACL CAI toll-free line joining you in the studio tonight. It's Ian here.
And Julia.
And Mark. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We've got news updates. Get signed up. And we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com. And you can follow us via email, Twitter, or Facebook, whichever works best for you. News.freetalklive.com.
Do you not have enough time to sit down and read a book anymore? I mean, for me, it just got, I just didn't ever have the time. I'd have books I needed to get through, and I just wasn't reading them anymore. Audiblepodcast.com/FTL has a solution for you. It's audiobooks. Audiobooks are a great way to get in the reading that you need to do, get the information into your brain that you're looking for without having to sit down and carve time out of your day with to read a book. They've got all the different categories that you know, there are in books, whether it's history, erotica, fiction, science fiction, business, classics, everything else. It's fast, it's easy, it's affordable to download books from Audible.com. I listen to audiobooks all the time, and I have downloaded, you know, if I can download from them, you can, I think it's just reasonably safe to say. Just try it out. Get a free download from Audible by going to audiblepodcast.com/FTL. It's audiblepodcast.com/FTL. Get a free download. I'm looking at their history ones here, whether it's Unbroken, the World War II story of survival, resilience, and redemption, Killing Lincoln, the shocking assassination that changed America forever, The Operators, the wild and terrifying inside story of America's war in Afghanistan, all kinds of different books that you can choose from. Get it free, audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
So I just wanted to tell you, Ian, that the chicken nugget story is also on the Huffington Post.
Right, right.
Okay. So only 8 chicken nuggets. Well, you were saying that you thought it was fake because it was on this website, and I was just telling you that it was on this website, too.
So, okay. Oh, interesting. I just, it was one of those things where it looked kind of questionable, the way it was being presented. Like, they had a picture of her standing out in front of McDonald's holding a chicken McNugget, and just seemed unbelievable that chicken nuggets would really be someone's sole source of nutrition for that long.
Well,
it's a crazy world, man.
It is. It is.
You know, I am a recovering picky eater, and I worked, my first job was at Subway, and I ate a turkey sandwich on white bread with nothing on it every single time for 2 years until I didn't work there anymore. And I would have continued to have eaten that sandwich for a long time. And when I was a kid, like, I mean, if my mom put food in front of me, I would generally like pick out what I liked, but I could eat the same thing as a kid every day.
Well, this young lady did it all the way up through age 20-something, apparently.
I've got another friend that I can talk about,
right?
That, you know, like there are 3 or 4 different meals that she eats, and that's it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Her whole family's like that. She just, you know.
I get
You know, I don't eat this, I don't eat that.
Do you believe this one about the Homeland Security allegedly stopping a couple of British tourists at LAX as they landed with the intentions to go out and destroy America, according to their tweets? The destroy term is British slang for party and get wasted. And the U.S. federal government allegedly barred them from entering the country, held them for several hours, interrogated them, and then sent them back.
I do believe the story.
All right, so a little bit more about it, and we'll get right back to your thoughts. Actually, we've got Lance on the line here listening in Oklahoma City on, I believe, Radio Free Oklahoma. Lance, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's up,
man? Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, briefly, you guys talking about if the government's able to listen in and watch everything. The NSA, the problem they have is they have a dearth of information where it's just, yeah, they collect it because it's all digitized, but they... You know, unless you come up pinged on some reason that they want to scan your name at a fusion center, they never access it. And a good example of it is that I had a friend when Osama bin Laden supposedly got shot. I had a friend that went on Facebook saying that Obama got shot and then started talking all a bunch of crap about Obama. Never got a Secret Service call. Never got looked into, you know. So I think a lot of it's just psyop, you know, where they want you to, you know, self-censor, make you think that, you know,
yeah,
they're watching you, you know.
I think that's true. I think that's true. The idea that the government's somehow going to be able to ascertain what all the threats are that are issued at all, any time across the internet is pretty absurd.
Yeah, I think that they're going to have it's going to be very, very complicated for them to try to come up with a computer program that's actually going to be able to, you know, say, you know, who's dangerous and who isn't. And there's just so much information out there that they can't possibly sift through it all in a kind of timely fashion.
Yeah, and the other thing I asked your caller, if I could briefly tell you guys about my, me and my friend are doing an online radio broadcast, if that's cool if I tell you about that.
Okay.
It's called The Pit Radio. It's all one word. It's on YouTube. It's taking the Founding Fathers documents and applying it to the laws that are being passed today to show the contradiction of what our Constitution gave us and what our current government is giving us. It's called the Pit Radio. It's like one word.
So you're doing a podcast?
Yeah, it's a podcast. We call it a radio broadcast because we have intros, outros, commercial breaks, everything. Because the goal one day is to get on the radio, so we're trying to just do it legit from the start.
And, well, great. That's always a good place to start is podcasting because it'll get you some familiarity behind a microphone, get you into the technical aspects of producing a radio program, and then if you pitch it to a radio station, you never know what you're going to get. I think that smart radio programmers are looking at podcasters in their general, because certain podcasts originate from certain geographic areas.
And you'll have the best chance in your local geographic area. The radio broadcasters like the idea of having somebody on who's local and live.
Well, right. If there's a smart program director out there who's looking for new talent, then that seems like a no-brainer kind of a place. Like back in the old days, they used to go to like comedy clubs and things like that to look for talent. Now the talent's right there. Now the talent is all out there, and all you have to do is search for them, and you'll probably come across them. Good luck with your show, Lance, and thanks for the call tonight at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL, CAI toll-free line. We had the good fortune of already being on a radio station when we started Free Talk Live, me having worked at the station for five years or so at that point. Mark, you had been there for a while as well. So we kind of had that foot in the door, so to speak. But we still had to start doing the show for zero cost because, you've got to be willing to kind of put it out there before you're really going to get anywhere in this business. At least that's my experience.
I would have to agree. If you're not passionate enough about your message to, do the show and see what happens, I wonder how it's going to go for you. It'd be really great if somebody would give you a job doing, getting paid $60,000 a year to do a radio broadcast, but it doesn't seem very likely.
So the claim is that these folks posted to Twitter, a couple of British tourists, as they about a week prior to coming here, and then in L.A., apparently when they landed, they were detained for several hours, spent 12 hours in separate holding cells, 5 hours being interrogated about their intentions to destroy America. She says, one of the Brits told them, I kept saying to them they had the wrong meaning for my tweet, but they just told me, you really effed up with that tweet, boy. When I was in the van, I was handcuffed and put in a cage. I had a panic attack, but the worst, says the worst, not worst, was yet to come. We'll tell you about that here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of these airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and 3-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with 4 waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225 or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Numbers 855-453. SACL CAI toll free line 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there totally free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Liberty Forum. Coming up in about a month's time. A little bit less than a month at this point. You're going to be able to join over a couple hundred people, maybe a few hundred, several hundred. There have been a whole lot of people at the Liberty Forum in the past. I haven't asked what the current numbers are, but as I understand it, this is going to be a very popular edition of the Liberty Forum this year. And last I heard, the signups were on track to exceed the other forums in the past. This may be the biggest year thus far. Hundreds of people will be in attendance, people who love freedom, most of them. Love it enough, they picked up their lives and made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. There will also be a whole lot of people there that are visiting New Hampshire, that are considering making a move because of the Free State Project. And what is the Free State Project?
Are you asking me?
Sure.
The Free State Project is a movement to get 20,000 liberty-loving individuals, at least thousands of liberty-loving individuals, to move to the state of New Hampshire in order to have an effect on the society, the government of the state, and to make the protection of life, liberty, and property, the maximum role of government.
And I would say that the effect part is working, that we are having an effect here. In fact, Mark, I don't know if you saw the news, but the New Hampshire Senate has passed the jury nullification bill. You see this?
Yes.
So
there was with some amendments.
Okay, well, I don't know about what that means. I hope those aren't bad things. Do you know those details? Because right now it's being touted by the Liberty people as a big win.
I know that it sounds good to me.
Okay, so I don't know how many other places in the U.S. that's happening. You know, state governments actually passing legislation that enshrines the idea of jury nullification.
I don't think that's happening anywhere.
I don't think it's happening anywhere. I would hope that we would hear about it if it was. But it's happening here. Now, to be fair, this particular bill is written in kind of a hard-to-understand manner, for me at least. It's got kind of that legalese feel to it. But it supposedly, it basically creates the ability for a defense attorney to actually instruct the jury in regards to jury nullification.
So that's a step in the a huge step in the right direction. Whereas everywhere else, if you even try to mention jury nullification in court, they will sentence your attorney to some sort of punishment, possibly pull his bar card.
They could very well.
So this has passed the Senate. A similar bill has passed the House here in New Hampshire in, I guess, last year or earlier last year, something like that. And so according to according to the Politicos, this then goes to the House where it will likely pass. And they say that the governor doesn't have the political pull to veto this one. So he could veto it, but they say that he probably won't. So, you know, it hasn't happened yet. It's not done. It's not over and done with. I look forward to announcing when it actually does pass, because that will be the real win. But this is an indicator, right? The idea that something like this could pass the Senate, which isn't near as representative a body as the representatives.
That's correct.
There's only 24 senators in New Hampshire, where there's 400 representatives. So just to give you a quickie example of how concentrating activists in one area makes a difference. So you can meet some of these people, meet some of the people that are working at the State House. In fact, I believe there's even a tour of the State House on Thursday of the Liberty Forum, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's a weekend of fun and education as well, a little bit of enlightenment going on. Because you get to see great guest speakers and keynote addresses. There's the inevitable luncheons and dinners, after-hours parties, and it's just a blast. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live from the event, so we'll look forward to seeing you there with hundreds of other people who love Liberty. Go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum and get registered there. Use our discount code FTL2012 to save yourself 10%. That's code FTL2012 at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. So I've been digging around here on this this news piece, which I found questionable. I couldn't believe that the Department of Homeland Security was able to identify someone from their tweet and then pick them up at the airport when they arrived.
But I think they got snitched on personally, is what my thought is. But
you think one of their friends sent that to
somebody? Could have been following this. That's just my thought.
That's a good point, Mark, because according to the New York Times, this story's true. We'll give you the details, because it was appearing in the Daily Mail as its origination point, and some have suggested that the Daily Mail is questionable. But let me finish telling the Daily Mail story, and then we'll get to this verification here. So this one young gentleman, there was a couple of younger folks, early 20s, that had gone on what they intended to be a vacation to the U.S. with the intention to destroy America, meaning party it up and get trashed, as early 20-somethings would be wont to do. So they say they were handcuffed, they were put in a cage, they were held for over 12 hours with some dangerous people, apparently. When we arrived at the prison, he says, I was shoved in a cell on my own, but after an hour, two huge Mexican men covered in tattoos came in and started asking me who I was. They told me they'd been arrested for taking cocaine over the border. When the food arrived on the tray, they took it all and just left me with a carton of apple juice.
But that guy was scared.
After 12 hours in custody, they returned to the airport where they were handed documents, which stated they had been refused entry to the U.S. Emily's charge sheet stated, quote, it is believed that you are traveling with Lee Van Brian, who possibly has the intentions of coming to the United States to commit crimes. Lee's charge sheet, alongside a police mugshot and fingerprint, added that he has posted on his Twitter website account, it's Twitter,
it's funny,
that he was coming to the United States to dig up the grave of Marilyn Monroe. Also on his Twitter account, Mr. Brian posted that he was coming to destroy America. Lee and Emily have now been told they must apply for visas from the U.S. Embassy in London before being able to fly to the U.S. again. And so I saw this story and I thought, well, is this real? I mean, did they really find these people from their tweets? Now, Mark, if your suggestion is accurate, then it's certainly possible that somebody snitched them out. And if they're people who do a lot of tweeting, then it would make sense, because then all they would have to do is just say, well, we're leaving tomorrow. And then they would have some idea of when they'd have to look. We're leaving and flying into LAX. Because a lot of people tweet a lot of information, yes. A lot of personal information.
Crap.
And it allows, you know, like burglars to break into people's homes and other things like that. You know when you're leaving work and stuff like that.
What you're having for lunch.
Yeah.
How it is.
So, I mean, that all makes it how kind of believable.
How quickly it's gone through you.
The New York Times picked this up, and they actually did a little bit of research, because that was one of the things I wanted to know when we were talking about the girl that allegedly ate Chicken McNuggets for her whole life. what I wanted to see in the story was them interviewing McDonald's employees and, you know, having an employee verify her claims. Like, oh, yeah, that girl, she's in here every day. I mean, it wouldn't be that hard to do, right, to go and actually check out her claims.
But it's reasonable.
But they didn't do that in the Daily Mail piece. Now, Julia, when you brought it up a moment ago, I looked, when I was looking for this story that we're discussing, the airport one, I did find that the Huffington Post had posted a version of it, but they were essentially linking back to the Daily Mail story. So I didn't get the feeling that the Huffington Post actually did any independent research on that particular subject.
But they must believe it.
Well, right. That they must believe it.
I just don't think it's as weird as you think it is.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I don't know if you remember, there was a guy that only ate Twinkies for a while to prove something for, like, mm-hmm. 5 years. And there's all kinds of, like, there
people
are weird.
Didn't he lose weight eating Twinkies
or
something
yes,
like
that? Yes, he did.
He was proving that it was all about caloric intake or something. Like
yeah,
that.
But there are some weird people out there that do weird things. I'm sorry, it's just not like I don't.
It's a weird world, man.
I don't view it as that weird.
So the Daily Mail, there's a copy of an alleged Homeland Security document, and according to the New York Times, the authenticity of that document could not be verified. It was photographed by Small World News Service, an independent British agency that frequently pays its sources for stories. Mr. Brian and Bunting and Ms. Bunting posed together for portraits that appeared in tabloids on Monday, including the Daily Mail and the Sun over in the UK. However, according to the Department of Homeland Security, they did give a statement from U.S. Customs and Border Protection. Based on information provided by the LAX Port Authority Info Line, a suspicious activity tip line, yep, Mark, there you go, somebody snitched him out. CPB conducted a secondary interview of two subjects presenting for entry into the United States. Information gathered during this interview revealed that both individuals were inadmissible to the United States and were returned to their country of residence. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babkett with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate. So you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225. Or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Number is 855-453. It's a cool CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. And here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us over at freetalklive.com, where you get access to the BBS. You can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners there at bbs.freetalklive.com. And if you like the fact that we give you the BBS and the other features for free, you can go ahead and shop with us at shop.freetalklive.com. Whether you're in the UK or the US, there are links for both Amazons there, as well as Canada and Germany. And you click into the right Amazon for you, you order the stuff you're looking for, and you get it delivered to your door with, well, you don't have to pay shipping in a lot of cases. Free Super Saver shipping on a lot of their brand new items. There's also used options as well. And you're going to get a great deal. It's Amazon. You're used to that. You're used to the huge selection, the great deals, the free Super Saver shipping. It's just you're entering through our affiliate link, basically. You're entering through our portal. So Amazon knows to cut us a portion of their profits rather than them keeping it all. So just go to shop.freetalklive.com to get your shopping done. That's shop.freetalklive.com. We're still sharing a story here from the, it's also from the New York Times now, but originated in the Daily Mail, which is a tabloid paper, and some have suggested that it is not reliable. But what we're finding out here, this is the truth. There are two folks from the UK who had decided to come to the U.S. for the purposes of partying, and as one of them put it, to dig up Marilyn Monroe's grave. And he clearly wasn't serious about this. But the, you know, some of those government guys, they tend to take things real serious, like. And so they did take this seriously, and they stopped them at LAX airport as they were arriving in the U.S. Why is it that a flight would come from the U.K. and end at LAX? It seems like...
Because people want to go to L.A.?
I guess.
They don't want to go to New York City?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's a straight... I guess it would be a straight shot there?
I don't know. I couldn't say. Do they stop off in New York to get refueled? It's another 6 hours from New York to L.A.
So, anyway, the allegations here are that they were stopped, they were detained, they were held for like a dozen hours, interrogated for several hours, intimidated by being placed in cages with dangerous acting and looking people, and then ultimately, unceremoniously booted out of the country and flown to Paris. So the New York Times has verified this claim because I found it questionable that the government could be so on the ball as to have found someone's tweets and then figured out who they were and then figured out when they were going to this airport. But apparently someone snitched on them, according to the Department of Homeland Security, Customs and Border Protection. They received a call on their Port Authority info line, suspicious activity tip line,
and the information gathered during this review revealed that both individuals were inadmissible to the U.S. and were returned to their country of residence. CPB strives, they say, to treat all travelers with respect and in a professional manner while maintaining the focus of our mission to protect all citizens and visitors in the United States. CPB denies entry to thousands of individuals each year on grounds of inadmissibility, some of which include improper travel documents, prohibited activities or intent, traveling under the visa waiver program, criminal activity or history, immigration violations, attempting to gain entry with fraudulent documents, posing as an imposter, national security concerns, and others. We recognize there's an important balance to strike between securing our borders while facilitating the high volume of legitimate trade and travel that crosses our borders every day.
And, you know, that's what I'd like to speak to on this is, you know, 100 years ago, how much easier it was to travel around the world. And I don't mean, you know, the types of things on which you traveled, because certainly that's gotten a lot easier. But governments around the world are just a lot more strict, even the last decade. It's just gotten a lot more strict on who's going to come in their borders and why they're going to. And you'd think, I mean, you'd think that they'd be motivated to have people there, especially little third world crap can countries would want Americans to come spend some dollars, and they don't.
So here's another question. Is it possible they called the tip line on themselves?
Yes, it is.
Am I paranoid to suggest that?
What do you mean?
Well, because if this news agency that took their photos is known for paying people for photographing them, it's possible they made some money off of this whole excursion.
Not too much. And this isn't that great of a story for a tabloid. I mean, it's not like they actually did dig up Marilyn Monroe's body. And,
right.
You know, what did it cost to take a transatlantic flight from London to...
I can tell you it's probably around $2,000.
I would think that it would...
Per ticket?
Yes. Yes, I have looked into flying at Europe, and you can't find anything cheaper than $1,600.
I can't imagine that the United States paid to fly them back to Paris either.
I don't know how that works.
I mean, you know, you can sit in the cell until somebody can pay for your flight. You know, you're allowed to stay here. We'll send you some more Mexican guys to eat your lunch.
Well, I wonder about that, because it still seems suspicious to me. Let me give an example. When I was in high school, there were some seniors. I was in my junior year, and there were some seniors who cooked up a story, and it was a good one. And I think it was like a love triangle story or something like that. I don't remember all the details. But they ended up getting on one of those daytime TV talk shows, like the Ricky Lake show or something like that. And they had submitted this story to the producers, like, you know, I hate my boyfriend. He was cheating on my girlfriend. You know, this is just kind
just
of the typical crap that you'll see on one of these daytime trash talk shows. And obviously they weren't afraid of, you know, of being seen on TV with this just, you know, salacious kind of story, because, you know, clearly they weren't being blurred out or anything like that. And they just had a ball, you know, basically taking these people for a ride, because how do you really verify the veracity of these things?
Mm-hmm.
Not that the producers necessarily care. They just want people to get on the air and shout and scream at each other, right? And so I don't think they got paid for it necessarily, but they did get put up in posh hotels in New York City, and they did have the trip paid for. So they, you know, at age 18 or however old they were, they got to go to New York City or Chicago, wherever it was the show was filmed. They got to be treated like, you know, a little bit of celebrity. They got to be put up in hotels, and the whole thing was paid for.
If it was a joke, I mean, if it's real, then you're like, you went and did that. But if it's a joke, you can pretty much say to your friends, you know, whatever.
Yeah, right. They, you know, it becomes something you can show off to people.
Yeah.
And that's what happened. They were showing it off to their friends, and, you know, were very proud of what they had accomplished. And I see this story, and I think to myself, I wonder if the same thing happened here. But then again, you know, it is a pretty risky thing to fake, because who knows where you're going to end up, right? I mean, if it's true that they ended up in a holding cell for 12 hours, then that's pretty awful. And it could have been longer.
Your nose is twitching over this story. There's something about it you don't like. But, you know, none of it really surprises me.
He doesn't want to admit that the government is that competent.
Well, somebody reported that. I mean, it was a tip.
That's right.
I think that they're, you know, when they get tips, they tend to be better with them.
Well, there's other news here from the New York Times. It comes on later in the story. It says that apparently the Department of Homeland Security and other federal agencies have recently taken steps to improve their monitoring of social media. The FBI has said in a document that it was seeking help from developers on an application to scan and scrape information from a variety of public sites and from government terrorism data. According to the document, the application would have the ability to instantly search and monitor keywords and strings in all publicly available tweets across the Twitter site. So what you need to learn from this is they don't have that ability yet. They're looking for someone who can program something like that for them, but as of right now, they don't have it. So just keep that in mind. The FBI outlined its goals of its social media analysis. They want to detect threats on Twitter, etc.
Sure. They want to.
The Department of Homeland Security on its program released information on its program of monitoring public reaction to major governmental proposals with Homeland Security implications. Personal information is not collected during these scrapes of social media and online information except in situations involving life or death circumstances with public figures or people known to have been involved in major crimes of Homeland Security interests. Mr. Bryan's apparently joking post to Twitter, it is not clear as to whether or not they were found by part of this particular program. The agency document said to describe his situation indicated that he had been added to a one-day lookout list, thus flagging him for further questioning. So it sounds like they got a tip, they checked out his Twitter profile. I'm guessing he revealed the day that he was going to be traveling because he was very excited about this, posting it over a week in advance.
You have to buy the ticket, sure.
Right, and so he probably revealed that information, and then they put his name out on the wanted list basically for that one day at that one airport, and that's how they snagged him. So with the research the Times has done, the story does sound, it's verified, right? It's been verified. It actually did happen. So there you go.
Yeah, there you go.
855-453 is the number. By the way, Mr. Bryan's Twitter account is currently set to private. So
yeah. He's a little stunned by this.
Toll-free number, 855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. But it's stories like this that are going to make fewer and fewer people want to come to the United States to go on vacation. Hey, you can party anywhere around the world.
Sure.
Why come to the U.S.? It's Free Talk Live. Hour 2's next.
VaporSniff's e-cigs revolutionize nicotine ingestion by bringing it into the 21st century. With VaporSniff's, you'll enjoy all the invigorating nicotine with none of the nasty smoke. VaporSniff's are clean, efficient, and tasty. 4 strengths and 10 delicious flavors. Reds, classics, Turkish, menthol, strawberry, cherry, vanilla, coffee, minty mint, and cloves. Use coupon code FTL to get 25% off your first order at Vaporsniff's.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.